today's gospel, our Lord has this harsh judgment against the people of his times when he says, "This generation is an evil generation." And I would say certainly those words could apply to this generation that we are all living in, when abortion is basically universally accepted, right? The evil of abortion. Saint Teresa of Calcutta said that the fruit of abortion is nuclear war. All right, that is very scary to think about, and we should take those words of such a great saint very seriously. Now, today's responsorial psalm says, "A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn." This reminds me of Padre Pio, who said that God cannot reject a soul that sincerely desires to love him, right? So if we turn from our evil ways, if we turn to God and want to love him and want to do his will, he cannot reject us. And this is what we see going on in today's first reading with the Ninevites. They are an evil city, and they are worthy of God's just punishment. And Jonah the prophet comes to warn them, 40 days more. In other words, there's a limited time. God's patience is not going to go on forever. 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. And so the people took that warning to heart, and what did they do? They did penance, they fasted, they put on sackcloth, the king himself sat in ashes, they turned from their evil ways, right? That's the heart of the issue. They turn from their evil ways. And notice how God does not reject them, right? He cannot reject souls who turn to him. So when God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he did not carry out the punishment that he had decreed. Now, what is said of this generation and what is said of the city of Nineveh could be said about every individual soul that is in the state of sin, right? That is in the state of mortal sin and is far from God, is separated from God because of that. 40 days more, Nineveh shall be destroyed. With every soul that is not in the state of grace, that is in the state of sin, the same thing could be said, except we don't know the number of days, right? But there is a limited number of days. A certain number of days more, and that soul will be destroyed in Gehenna. Our Lord says this in the gospel. This is what the church teaches about souls who die in the state of mortal sin. So those words, again, apply to every soul who is not in God's grace. A certain number of days more, and your soul shall be destroyed. Now that reality should bring us to conversion, should bring us to repentance, because although God cannot reject a soul that sincerely desires to love him, he cannot accept a soul that does not want to love him. Right? He forces his mercy on no one. He forces heaven on no one. So it's really, we need to do our part, as the Ninevites did, right? We need to convert, do penance. That's what this whole liturgical season of Lent is for. To turn away from our evil ways, to do penance, to turn towards God. And if we do that, he cannot reject us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.